We live in a world of adversity. Every day, almost without exception, there is another moral issue being undermined. Isaiah's words most appropriate, that is, calling good evil and evil good. Nevertheless, it is the world we live in. Although morals and ethics are a study within themselves, it doesn't take, as the old adage goes, a Solomon to figure out what is good and what is evil. The nation is rapidly sinking into an abyss from which it will not easily recover. Individuals have lost their moral compass, thus families and the nation have lost their moral compass. With such being an observable condition, it is evident that the church either is or has lost its moral compass and direction. The church throughout the ages has been and still is engaged in warfare. The Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to war the good warfare, 1 Timothy 1:18. So we prepare to wrestle against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. We take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Or do we? We get adorned with the colorful attire. We're girded with truth, proudly display a breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, Ephesians 6, 17. And out the door we go. The battle is on. But the power behind all the beautiful armor is left behind. When Ezra was faced with a nation laden with sin, he said, "I arose up from my humiliation, even with my garment and my robe rent. And I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto Jehovah my God. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our guiltiness is grown up unto the heavens." Ezra 9, 5 through 6. When the Apostle Peter was at the door of the executioner's block, prayer was made earnestly of the church unto God for him, Acts 12 and verse 5. When the prophets and the teachers of Antioch, being faced with the daunting task of sending Paul and Barnabas into a world of ungodliness to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away, Acts 13, 1 through 3. When the Apostle Paul reflected upon his condition, as he endured his Roman imprisonment, he said, "For I know that this shall turn out to my salvation through your supplication and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectations and hope that in nothing shall I be put to shame, but that with all boldness and always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death." Philippians 1, 19 through 20. The religious world will come together, sing their favorite hymns, and hear a message of peace when there is no peace, but have lost their essential piece of armor. The Apostle Paul said, "With all prayer and supplication, praying at all seasons in the Spirit, and watching thereunto in all perseverance and supplication for all the saints," Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to youward." 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 17.